Ian Sunning ha tenuto ad Arezzo un workshop con giovani artisti italiani selezionati tramite un bando per Networking 2007, una serie di incontri, mostre ed eventi organizzati in alcune città della Toscana. L'artista danese si è confrontato con la giovane generazione italiana e l'ha aiutata a creare, in soli 3 giorni, una mostra di arte contemporanea, sviscerando i temi di integrazione e conflitto a lui cari e alla base degli eventi di networking. Gli abbiamo chiesto delle sue opere, fortemente legate a situazioni sociali di marginalità, e ci siamo fatti raccontare qualcosa del suo metodo di lavoro, utilizzato per stimolare la creatività dei partecipanti al workshop. Per saperne di più sul networking è disponibile un'intervista al curatore dell'edizione 2007, Giacomo Bazzani, scaricabile dall'archivio di Radio Papesse. Adesso vi lasciamo in compagnia di Jens Hanning. Buon ascolto!
Yes, hello, 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 hello. Is it okay? I'm Jens Hanning from Copenhagen, Denmark, and I am a conceptual artist working mainly with issues related to culture in the sense of our culture in general and how it has difficulties with adopting to other cultures. Or to be more precise, I have done many works related to the immigration in Western Europe. I come from sculpture, but I mainly use media like intervention, objects, photography and so on. I have also used audio, yes, that's true, you know. I was not so much lately, but earlier I did a lot of so recorded works. I do live in Denmark, but I do most of my work abroad. Arabic language, the first works were in Denmark, but it means like now I mainly work in the United States and in Britain and in France. The position of the artist towards the society is similar like the immigrants, you know, like so. But it's also, for me, it's also like, you know, our civilization really show its weakest, how do you say, points, you know, when it comes to the ability to adjust to others, you know, so. I would say my interest in money and market is more as a cultural phenomenon, you know. So many power relations in our society is laying in the economical system, you know. So how we interact or relate to each other very much have to do with money also, and how we are positioned in the society, you know. For me, the money more represents an expression of the culture we live in, you know. So the money is the cultural factor in a sense, you know. I made a piece outside a city called Utrecht in Holland some years ago, and that is a official road sign saying Afghanistan 5,012 kilometers, and it's if you drive past the sign, it's the exact distance to the Afghanic border, you know. And it's kind of a way to make a kind of a memorial over the invasion of Afghanistan, but also like, you know, of course, it also with the time it will work different, you know, because like in 100 years it will be different, our relation to Afghanistan, you know. So yeah, somehow the intention a little like a memorial, you know. It's not a monument as such, it's just a road sign, but I mean like just so and also as such a play with information, you know, like, you know, because you know, if you're in Utrecht you expect to get the distance to, what do I know, Amsterdam or Den Haag, but not to Afghanistan, you know. So you know, I know that my work is read very political in that sense, but I mean, like, if the motivation is really an interest in society as such or in politics, I don't think so. It's more like that. It's more like such a cultural critique and so some existential questions, which then have all these political, ethic, so implications. So no, I don't think artists have to, you know, like, that's just like, you know, and for me, I will say, like, you know, I don't work with these issues because I have to. It's simply my interest, you know, like so. And I'm very fine with that. Other artists maybe use more personal stories for their work or issues which is less, you know, society related. I'm making a workshop here, and it's not the first time I make a workshop. It's the first time I make a workshop in Italy, that I must admit. And I've mainly been doing so like in in Scandinavia and in Germany and in France, and also a few times like in, I also did a workshop in Bangkok and one in Tirana, and so different places, you know, but it's first time in Italy here. The intention of the workshop is to sharpen the participants' awareness of the context, you know, and how you tune a concept and how you make it precise in a given context, you know. So in a way, it's a little like we are not doing anything at all, and then we do some collective research on the city we work in, and then we end up doing some individual work, and I think that everybody involved don't really know what the plan is, and neither do I. But after some days now, I can see it building off quite well, you know. That was an introduction, so half through the first day, you know. Like, so first we just started talking about just positioning ourselves towards each other and introducing ourselves and just sharing what we were occupied with. And then the only really so given challenge have been like, go out in the city and select some printed matter. It means newspaper, magazine, posters, whatever, you know, and bring it to the workshop. And then we have looked at it all together, and now it's slowly developing into different projects. So I have asked for just about Italy or related to Italy or the region or the city or some issues related to Italy, the region or the cities that you are interested in. So quite open in a way, you know. So, and then we start talking. And then I start asking for proposals for things to do, you know. So then it's in a way it's a little different from other workshops because there is no media given, you know. So the media I have given them to work with is any media. And then also being aware of that maybe something interesting could happen if we work very fast, I mean, and we only have the very everyday media, you know. We only have the media you can find in a place where you are not well connected, and you only have one day to do something, you know. So I was interested in starting that, you know. So they are very different from where I come from, yes. And it's a totally other idea of life that I meet here, you know. And then for me, I have been to Italy many times, sometimes for working, but also a lot of times for holiday, you know. And it's for me it's very interesting to see how it really works behind the facade, you know, like, because I have been used to coming here and then being a star, and some museum want to show my stuff and they do everything I say and so on. But this really working together with people, that's actually the first time, you know. So, or for me, it's highly interesting. Then I come here and then suddenly we really need to, when we research the city, then of course we needed to touch a topic like religion, you know. And where I come from, it doesn't exist. I mean, like, you never talk about it. It's just represented by the state, and it's not something you're occupied with. And there's no issues in the papers related to the church or the religion or anything, you know. It's just the state religion, and it's not a very active religion and so on, you know. And then it's, for me, it's very funny because since I have been here many times, you know, like, so then I somehow have created a picture and an opinion about certain things, you know. And for me, it's highly interesting to see how that looks if you're Italian, you know, and in a way occupied with the same things that I'm occupied with, in the sense of making art and picture the society and relate to the society and so on, you know. So I have looked a lot on that, you know, like, so. And it's just like, and that's very different from European country to European country, but at the same time we have a very parallel story there. I mean, it is also very similar, you know, our difficulties to relate to that, you know. So I don't have such a fixed analyze of everything, but I just find our civilization is very, very poor when it comes to that thing, you know, like, so the ability to learn from others and to integrate others and to cope with that. Maybe somebody is doing the same things as we are doing, but with some other ideas behind, you know. So I feel very well in the art world, you know, and I think the art world is very tempting, challenging, attractive for me, you know. I'm very happy to be an artist, actually, you know. And then in my case, that then some of my, I mean, like my my question towards the art world or the construction of the art world, you know, is somehow parallel to my questions to the society, you know. So I don't have such a really, I mean, I have no problems with collaborating with the art world, you know. And I try, if I find some comments needed, you know, to the art world, I try to include them in my works, you know. I do have my heroes, you know, and I think the one who inspired me the most at the moment is Michael Escher, actually, from Los Angeles, which is now he's an old man, but I mean, just so. And then there's also some contemporary artists I find very good, you know, like, so I'm very interested in the works of Jeremy Della, which somehow managed to combine the methods given for doing visual art in a new way. Yeah? So for me, yeah? I don't know if that's unusual for an artist, but I'm a very big believer in art, and I'm a very big fan of art, you know. I really enjoy visual art, you know. So it's like a gift to come here, you know, because it's something I schedule in my agenda, you know, and then it's just a job I'm doing. And then I think, okay, I have to deliver, but then I learn a lot from being here, you know, like, so. So I actually, you know, it's like, you know, I thought it was just me who have to give to the students, but then I realized that I also learn a lot from it, you know, and get a lot of things to think about, you know, like, so. So it's like, you know, it gets such a very, very like mix up with the research I do for my own work, and you know, like, I mean, just like, you know, now I have the possibility to be here in and then just in a Catholic country to work with some Catholic artists or with a Catholic background, you know, and you know, like, and then when I go home and on my desktop tomorrow, you know, like, or on Monday, you know, then I have to work on a project for French, you know, which happened to have a similar relation to religion that what you have in Italy, you know, like, so. And in that sense, it's end up being such a moment of exchange more than just like that I have to work here, you know, so.